This past week, the latest WASDE report came out, and Kim, what was in that report?
Well, the news in it was mostly bad. You look at wheat, and let's just talk about ending stocks. Mm-hmm. They increased all wheat ending stocks to 911 million bushels. That's a 45 million bushel increase. It was at the very top of the pre-release estimates. Mm-hmm. You look at corn, they increased the ending stocks for corn to 1,760,000,000. That's a 173 million bushel increase. Surprise, to say the less. Soybeans, they increased the ending stocks to 465 million. That's a 36 million increase, slightly above the average of the trade release estimates or the pre-release estimates.
What does that mean for prices?
Well, just as you'd expect, prices went down. You look at wheat prices, the bad news, wheat prices went down 13 cents. During the day, they were down a little more than that, but that's from close to close was 13 down. You look at corn, they were down 21 cents, and beans was down 20 cents. So the bad news is prices went back down to the bottom.
What's the good news?
Well, if you look at the good news is that the prices went down, but they held at the support prices of wheat. It went down in, on that December contract, and it held at that 460. You look at corn, and it held at that 360. And you look at beans, and it held at 860. I think that with this bad news that we had from the WASDE report, prices, they did go down, but not very much, and they didn't break the bottoms. And I think that's a very positive sign that it's just going to take something spectacular to get prices to go lower than they are right now.
Okay, let's talk about the Oklahoma wheat crop right now. How does Planted Acres look with that?
Well, I've been talking to the elevator managers and some producers, and the Planted Acres are probably slightly less than last year. If I had to put, you know, my stamp of approval on something, I'd say they was the same as. I think canola acres are going to be down another 50%. I think your summer crop acres this next year are going to be higher than they were this year. So I think wheat slightly lower to the same, your canola less, and your summer crops are probably higher.
Where are we with conditions as far as all those crops?
Oh, our wheat looks good. Of course, we hadn't planted those other crops.
Yeah.
But from talking to the producers and the elevator people, most of the wheat that we've got out there, it's up and it's in relatively good condition right now.
Taking all of that information into account, what should Oklahoma producers do whenever they want to market some of their commodities?
If they got wheat in the bin, the odds of wheat prices getting any lower are slim. But for prices to go up, we're going to have to lose Argentina and Australia. Their harvests are well underway. Not any surprises there. So I think that they're really going to have to, for higher prices, mm-hmm. they're going to have to wait until next June, July, or August. If I had wheat in the bin, I'd pick me out a date that I wanted to get it sold, and I'd stagger it in the market between now and then.
Is there a date, say, in the next 3 months that you think that the market will start moving?
Only if we do something to the crop that's in the ground. We got moisture. That's probably not very likely. You know, I don't think there's going to be any surprises in Argentina. So I think we're just going to get carried. Now, export demand could increase because we lowered export demand by 50 million bushels down to around 800 million.
Right.
We could get some surprises. But right now, our price is above the world market. It just doesn't look very good. But there is that possibility that prices go up. I just can't see why they would.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.